2019 Board of Adjustment meeting will come to order. Will the staff liaison please call the roll?
Mr. Clerk?
Here, I'm sorry, I didn't quite hear you.
Ms. John?
Here.
Ms. Hammond?
Here.
Mr. Norgard?
Here.
Mr. Waters?
Here.
You have a quorum?
So is there a motion to approve the agenda?
So moved.
Second.
There's a motion and a second to approve the agenda. Any discussion? No discussion. All in favor, say aye.
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 Any opposed? The agenda is approved. The June 11, 2019 minutes were distributed to the members of the board. Are there any corrections or additions to the minutes?
I have a correction. It's a typo. On page 21, fourth line down says changing all our R11 property residential setback. Well, I figured you would find it.
I haven't actually had an opportunity to read through the minutes.
We rely on you.
Okay, any other corrections or changes to the minutes?
Move to approve.
Okay, there's a motion to approve the amended version of the minutes. Second. All in favor, say aye.
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 Any opposed? The minutes are approved. Will the court reporter swear in the staff?
Yes, I do.
Okay, case number 167-2019 has been withdrawn, so there's no nothing to do, no staff reports, no votes. Just for information, that case has been withdrawn. Case number 168-2019, the applicant has requested that case be tabled. Is there a motion to table this item?
So moved.
Second.
Motion and second to table case number 168-2019. Need a roll call on that?
I would prefer to do that. So if you are ready to have a roll call vote on the tabling of case number 168-2019 to the September 10th, 2019 meeting. Mr. Clark?
Aye.
Ms. John?
Aye.
Ms. Hammond?
Yes.
Mr. Norgard?
Yes.
Mr. Waters?
Yes.
That item has been tabled to the September 10th meeting.
Oh, election of officers.
Okay, the next item on the agenda is the election of officers. So we have the chairman and the vice chairman coming open, or already open.
Ready to be open.
So we'll take up chairman first, and I'll open the floor to nominations.
I'd like to nominate Janet.
Janet. Okay, Ms. Hammond has been nominated for chair. Are there any other nominations?
I'd nominate you.
Okay. We have Ms. Hammond and Mr. Waters. Any other nominations? Hearing none, the nominations are closed. Pat, will you please call the roll on the nominations?
Okay.
Well, we just say who we're voting for, and if we get a simple majority, that's the chair.
That'll be the chair. And as I had mentioned to Mr. Waters, due to the fact that we do have an alternate present, the alternate is capable of voting for the chair. We don't have the situation where the alternate is being nominated, so it is a simple majority vote, so three will carry the nominations. So those in favor of, and I guess I'll break this down between votes for the position of chair of the Board of Adjustment, Mr. Clark, your vote?
Ms. Waters? Not Waters. The lady right next to me. I'm a little...
Hammond.
Hammond. Thank you.
Right. Ms. Hammond?
I got excited there for a minute, John.
Would have been confusing.
Ms. Hammond?
I'll vote for myself.
All right. We're going to come down the line. Mr. Waters?
Waters.
Right. Ms. John?
Waters.
And Mr. Norgard?
Oh, the decider.
Janet Hammond.
Hammond has the majority. Ms. Hammond will assume the position of chairman of the Board of Adjustment at our September 10th meeting. Moving on to your vice chairman, then.
Okay, vice chairman. Are there any nominations for vice chairman?
I nominate Mr. Waters.
Okay, any other nominations? Hearing none, Pat, please call the roll.
Mr. Clark.
The fellow right here. I'm sorry. I've
Waters.
Waters. I can say it this time.
Ms. Hammond.
Andy.
Waters.
Yes, Waters.
Ms. John.
Waters.
And Mr. Norgard.
Mr. Waters.
Congratulations. By acclamation, Mr. Waters is elected.
Vice
chairman of the Board of Adjustment assumed position on the 10th of September.
Say that again.
Mr. Waters and Ms. Hammond will assume their respective roles as vice chairman and chair on September 10th.
Okay.
Okay, that concludes the election of officers.
There's no public for comment.
Would anyone from the public like to speak? There's no public present, so... that concludes the public comments. Anyone on the board wish to discuss any other items? Or staff? Others?
We have no comments other than that we do have an extra application that will be presented on. Actually, we have a total of three applications for the September 10th meeting. We have the tabled item from this evening. We have a companion item that will be with that for the same property, two different sign variances. And then we have received, as of Monday of this week, an additional sign variance request for the new Andy's frozen custard off of Stadium and Broadway. So there will be three sign variances on your September 10th agenda. We are in the process right now of preparing notices and legal ads and compiling our research at this point. So. We will, at this point, we are unaware also, I have not had any additional information provided to me as to the vacancy of the permanent Board of Adjustment member to replace Mr. Hurley, nor the alternate to have replaced his position either. So at this point, we will either be operating with an alternate, and we will alternate between Mr. Gerard and Mr. Clark as it relates until we have a permanent position.
I didn't quite understand that. Do you mean it has not been opened up for Mr. Hurley's position yet, or has it been publicized?
It has been advertised. It's actually, if I'm not, I believe the vacancy for his alternate position has been advertised twice, and I believe his vacancy for the permanent position has been advertised once, and I do not believe that we have had any applicants. The initial application for the vacancy did not result in any applicants. And then I'm not quite sure as to if we had any applicants or we did not have enough when we advertised after Mr. Hurley's passing. I will have a report for you as of the September 10th meeting when I have a little bit more information.
And hopefully we could have a new board member and an alternate by then. Have a couple more meetings if something's closing soon, I guess.
That'd be correct, and I unfortunately just did not get to talk with the clerk to find out what that advertising schedule is.
Okay, any questions for staff? Or board comments? In that case, the next meeting is scheduled for September 10th, 2019, at 7 p.m. there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
Second.
We're adjourned.
Second.